Proclamation number 6395 of 8th of November, 1955. God's Word gives light. Every word from above is clear and understandable. For I will always address you humans such that you will understand me. I want to help you, who walk the earth in ignorance, to recognize. I want to kindle a light for you where it is still dark in your hearts. And therefore you will also understand that this cannot be my word which does not give you full understanding, which has an unclear and enigmatic effect on you, from which you cannot extract anything which increases your knowledge, which gives you light, although you use your intellect in order to attain brightness. When I speak to you, I aim to make you knowledgeable so that you will also understand my reign and activity. Because I want you to know me correctly in order to be able to love me as well. But if you gain nothing in knowledge despite goodwill and desire for truth, then they are not my words which are conveyed to you, and then you can also reject them without hesitation as coming from the one who fights against the light and wants to darken your spirit. I would truly have no pleasure in deepening the state of ignorance you are in. Moreover, I want to touch a person's heart, I want him to feel me in my love, but this can only happen if he understands me, if my words of love touch him such that he feels happy, which, however, also requires full understanding. Thus I will always express myself in such a comprehensible way but not address the people I want to win over for myself in mysterious hints or incomprehensible words. I must emphasize this in particular in order to shed light on my adversary's activity, who is a master at causing confusion and therefore comes forward in a similar way by letting people speak for him whom he influences mentally and who listen to him all too willingly and thus spread spiritual knowledge which is untrue and unclear, but which many people do not recognize as hostile to the truth. Only accept what you understand and what makes you happy if you are of good will and long for me, your Father from eternity, and for the truth. For then the Father also reveals himself with words of love which give you bright light. The darkness on earth is so great that I will truly not deepen it any further but kindle a light wherever it is required, and therefore you should only ever examine everything offered to you to see whether it gives you light. For the truth from me, my word, is my divine light of love which will always shine brightly and is understandable to every person who wants to become enlightened. Those who lack the desire for truth become intoxicated with beautiful words but whose meaning is unclear to them because they don't contain any deep meaning. And these are therefore not so endangered because they are indifferent as to whether pure truth is offered to them. But I give this warning in clarification to those who desire truth, and their hearts will also instinctively reject it precisely because it is incomprehensible to them. Admittedly, my word will also meet with incomprehension, yet only ever with those who also feel no desire for truth. Who are still distant from me, who have no love within themselves and therefore cannot recognize. Yet my adversary will not want to influence them much with his work of lies, on the other hand he will always try to bring darkness into places of light. Because he fights against the light as long as he is still able to work. And especially in the time of the end he will do everything that promises him success. But the light will also reveal these attempts and plans, the light will triumph over darkness. The truth will be recognized by all who desire light. Amen.